the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody.
We live in extraordinary times. Of this there is no doubt. The word awakening is used over and over to describe this epic pace of advancing insights and understandings into how the universe works. It's led us into innovation and invention unlike anything mankind has ever known. Hi, I'm Adam T. Gardner. Over time, I've become a whole food, whole herb medicine man. I'm the visionary for America's Medicine Wheels and creator of the Human Accelerator website. And I see myself as being just like you, filled with wonders about this amazing age we're all in. The second Genesis Awakening one-hour radio show is going to bring it all home. Expose how evolutionary our lives can become every day. Your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, mother, and intuitive facilitator, is going to take you on a journey into the lives of folks just like you and me, who saw what was possible and took actions that have accelerated our lives into a whole and new reality. It's a level that, well, even our most advanced scientific insights don't realize yet how our daily lives can have this genetic activation of a second Genesis awakening and birth. It's written within the very fabric of our spirits, woven into every cell in our flesh. It's a truth we always knew was there, as its mysterious way transforms so many of our open hearts. Now, here's your host, Deborah.
Hello, this is Deborah Bruintout with the Second Genesis Awakening to Radio Hour. I'm your host, and we are a part of the Sustainability, Regeneration, and Green Platform shows here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio. We're live and we're on Boston-based worldwide. And our show is also a syndicated show, and you can listen to us wherever you are, whether you're on your iPhone or your phones or your Alexia in your car or your Bluetooth. Well, I have been thinking a lot about the series that we're doing here on the Second Genesis Radio Show, and we're going to do another series on Hope, Health, Happiness, and Harmony series. And I couldn't think of anyone better in that knows and seals the harmony of living what we feel we are living in a Second Genesis life and times together. And I was thinking a lot about his second book, it's Adam T. Gardner, and his second book is The Second Genesis Transformation Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. I just love the sound of that because there's a harmony and a vibration from what we're going to talk about today. And it's in Chapter 6, which is The Fundamentals, A New Human Anatomy 101, Bodies, Body, Organs, Cell, and Collectives. So welcome to the hour, everyone, and welcome, Adam T. Gardner.
Hey.
Hey. He's my best friend and my mate, and a lot of things have been happening, you know, with this time. But as I was reading in this book, and it was on page 88, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. And you know, in that, right in the very beginning, it's like a timeless message, because as I'm reading it, Adam, it says, today is an age of great awakenings. Well, it certainly is. And as we continue in this, it says, this inner mystery of the human experience, we may see this life as a new time and a new awakening. And those that do and those that don't, nevertheless, I love what you say. It is here. And it is a restoration of all things to our lives and to be open to the spontaneous passage of regeneration. As I was thinking about the harmony and the regeneration, you say it very well. You say, with every swallow of eating a whole organic plant-based nature, that we're turning ourselves over to nature in an infinitely complex intelligence, which is very transforming. And that's really good news. But the other part of it is that in school, they never taught me any of this. I didn't really get the complexity that you speak about is such a freedom, because it's in every bite that it already, that the intelligence in the plant kingdom knows what to do. But as we had our guest on the last show, which is Catherine Scott from Ireland, and she talked a lot about her journey over her 30 years of plant-based and really changing her whole life. And she spoke about that she's recently learning about the lymphatic system. And in your book, on page 88, you speak about the lymphatic system, the forgotten blood flow. And I would just like you to take this wherever you want, because the question is that I didn't even know, Adam, that it was a forgotten blood flow. Could you share a little bit more about that? And it's also in your book.
Yeah, well, everybody pretty much knows you've got arteries that work in conjunction with the heart to take blood out into the cells. And those arteries get smaller and smaller till they're the size of a single-celled blood cell, and that's what they call a capillary. And then you've got veins that start at that same size as the capillary, single cell in diameter, and then they get bigger and bigger, leading back to the heart. And the arteries actually have a muscular lining that works in conjunction with the heart to pump that blood. Mm-hmm. And everywhere you have that, you know, single-celled capillary, you know, and the single-celled vein, you also have a lymph vessel that is the same size. In other words, it's that tiny dimension that those other two are. And those two have an ending in the waters that surround the cell of the body. And you know, this is stuff that's really easy to understand. There's 12 pages in this chapter 6 that explains the lymph system. But I also include in that chapter what I call skin, the forgotten lungs, because there's an important aspect I'm going to talk about right now with the lymph.
And why it's so important to us, right?
Yeah. Well, doesn't exist like the arteries and capillaries and veins. You've got the heart and those arteries beating, you know, and likewise the lungs help to pump that blood. But the lymph vessels, they can't be pumped by the heart. It's an independent system. And so, you know, it's like, well, how does lymph flow through that? what is lymph, you know.
What is lymph?
Yeah. It's our lymph vessels that handle the rich plant oils that the cells need, you know, in terms of, you know, breaking them down and that kind of stuff. But there's also an immune quality to the lymph system that's really important. Now, the bottom line the bottom line is the lymph only moves because we're contracting our muscles. We're exercising, we're walking, we're lifting things. You know, we've become very sedentary in our culture. Cars driving everywhere. You know, 75 years ago, 92% of our population was involved in agriculture, you know, in terms of the working force. Now that percentage is down to 2%. We've become very, very sedentary. And with that has come this failure of the lymph system to be able to function as it was designed by the Creator in terms of keeping us free of sickness and disease and bringing the nutrition to the cells that's so vital that would be, you know, that good cholesterol. You know, there's only two places to get cholesterol. One is the liver fabricates it, and the other is it's in animal flesh. And we really don't want the kind of animal flesh cholesterol in our bodies. What we want is the rich oils from the plant kingdom to come into the liver. The liver processes them and turns them into these wonderful good cholesterol cells, and all of that gets delivered by the lymph vessels. Anyway, a lot of people think of the lymph as being the first line of defense when, you know, there's another line of defense that's even more powerful than that, and it has to do with the alkaline acid balance of the human body. But, the lymph is, like I said, it's the forgotten blood flow. We don't realize that it's carrying nutrition that's vital for all the cells of the body, and it's there in those interstitial waters down at the cellular level to draw the waste, if you will, from those cells and their metabolic processes, whatever it is, and take that waste back into the system to be eliminated through the skin, through the bowels, through the kidneys. The kidneys are great regulating mechanisms. They're not. We have this thing in our culture that the kidneys are filters, and they don't filter anything. What they do is they regulate the blood. And they're judging constantly all the different particles in that blood plasma. And it's a very complex organ. But, you know, we live in this age where you can just pick up an anatomy book, or you could pick up the Second Genesis Transformation and learn the simplicity of the structure of that.
Well, it has so many pictures too. I'm actually got it open here, looking at the cells and the structure, and I just want to say that it makes it much easier, the complexity about it, and so I really enjoy your pictures, and I feel different just by reading it. You know, I really thought I didn't even know how cells supplied our bodies with nutrients. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's important things to know, real fundamental things. Boy, the lymph is just such an important system, body system in the body, to understand its what it does. You know, there's a lot of breast cancer in America today, and the The problem with that is that the mammary glands have a high concentration. Oh, and there's lots of prostate cancer. Both those organs mm-hmm. have high concentrations of lymph vessels and lymph nodes. And another thing that the lymph system does in terms of taking away waste is that it recognizes and captures cells that can be cancerous. And they hold them in the lymph nodes for the T cells to come and tear them apart and get them eliminated out of the body. Now, it's kind of a simple way of saying it, but that lymph system is so important to understand. First of all, you know, exercise your lymph flow, and that's going to clean your other organs really, really good. And then the other side of it is knowing how to clean the lymph system. There's mechanisms there. It has a very powerful connection to the skin, and that's why I included the skin, the forgotten lungs, in with the lymph, is because through skin brushing, we're massaging the lymph. The skin's the largest organ in the body by weight, and it's also considered to be the surface of the brain, you know, with all the nerve endings everywhere in our skin. In the process of skin brushing properly, we actually have the power to, in that massage, have those lymph nodes open and a valve that's like a one-way valve opens and allows that lymph to flow down into what they call the cistern chili, which is a little pouch next to the colon. And what it does is accumulates there and then dumps into the colon and goes out through the stool. That lymph that needs to be cleansed from the lymph system.
So as you're skin brushing, you would get, I know that I skin brush and it's been a while. And so it's weird, it's so interesting that reading this again, and I was just sharing with you that earlier, it inspires me again, like it's a timeless message. You can pick it up, this book, and say, oh boy, I really know that when I was skin brushing, which I have throughout my 20 years, or almost going on more than that, but anyway, that the skin brushing really makes a difference. And having had a lump in my breast, and this is really good for men and women because you're talking about prostates too, that we don't even think about, Adam, what you're sharing about the lymphatic system and the forgotten blood flow. And so that as you're explaining this, my understanding is the waste has all kinds of junk in it. Is that right? And the lymph, it releases it. Its primary function is to release it, right? And but because we're all junked up because of the what we would call the American style diet, that we don't even realize that there's a simple thing that you're sharing with us about skin brushing.
Yeah. Well, the standard American diet is a constant overwhelm to the lymph system. You know, all the cooked food in our culture, all the animal flesh, what that creates is a lot of mucus in the body, and there's ways for that mucus to eliminate itself. But likewise, the lymph system is called upon to help take that lymph out that's capturing all the, you know, when I say it's lymph producing, it's because it's not a clean diet. You know, it brings a lot of things into the body that were never meant to be there. So it goes into this overwhelm mode.
It's really filthy. basically, right? Excuse me, Adam. It's filth. You know, we don't realize it. We don't want to talk about it. The importance that you had even talked about at the beginning of this page, that you say, you know, ignorance is bliss, but that also when we live in this ignorance, then we have a false sense of bliss. We don't even realize that we're gumming up our lymphatic system, you know, and
no,
that's
gone. It's ticking time bomb. It'll catch up with us at some point.
So that's why we recommend doing these things and becoming aware, and again, that awakening that is that you talk about in your books, and that it's everywhere to help us to.
Well, the other side of
diseased.
The other side of cleansing the lymph system is the plant-based diet. You know, whenever you make a juice of something, you know, Deborah, you've been making a green drink out of kale and parsley and romaine lettuce, a couple apples, carrots. Anyway,
all organic.
That juice acts as a solvent in helping to cleanse the lymph system. And it's just
the alkaline, right? The alkaline.
Yeah. Plus, it increases your alkalinity, and that's something that we don't realize. Any kind of fresh squeezed fruit or vegetable juice is going to have a solvent effect on getting all that sticky stuff. You know, how many people are taking blood thinners? You know, it's like that those blood thinners began as a rat poisoning. That my 93-year-old mother still takes. And in the brochures they give you on taking that medication, they tell you you can't eat these foods. And I was looking down the list of foods, and there's like a dozen items on there that are all in the plant kingdom. And I'm laughing out loud. And I said, hey, Mom, just start going plant-based. It'll thin your blood automatically. Oh, no, can't do that.
Well, we're going to take a breather, Adam, and just come back. But I'm with Adam T. Gardner, and he is with the Human Accelerator. You can go to the website, the Human Accelerator, my husband, my partner, and my dearest eternal friend. Anyway, we'll be right back. And I'm your host, Deborah Bruentout. This is the Second Genesis Awakenings with Deborah and Adam T., and we'll be right back on Dream Vision 7 Radio.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. Just wanted to let you know we've got a wonder-filled curriculum put together. The website's a gathering place for what's called our We Community. We're working to build America's medicine wheels where you'll be able to sample the most advanced regenerative medicine and lifestyles ever known. But you don't have to wait for us to finish the building in order to begin your adventure into insights and understandings that'll be at our completed cultural center near Zion National Park. You can join the We Community for free. We've got over a dozen videos to share about us, about life, about the possibility that mankind now has to live free of all sickness and disease. That's thehumanaccelerator.org. See you there. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief, it's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org. and take the ride of your
life. For just over 200 years, mankind has been capable of accessing insights and understandings of how the universe works, unlike any other moment in man's history.
This age has brought unimaginable wonders into our lives. But what if there were a new way to learn? An evolutionary next step where we will actually
see, smell, taste, touch, and hear wonders we never knew existed until now.
Catch the Human Accelerator with Adam T. Gardner every Tuesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com, your internet choice for inspiration and vision.
We'll see you there.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the Second Genesis Awakening Radio, and we're doing the Happiness, Health, Harmony series for your health. And I've got Adam T. Gardner with us, and he is, if you go to thehumanaccelerator.org, he is the commentary there with a lot of different videos you can listen to. As he explains it, come take the ride of your life on the Human Accelerator. He's an author of 2 books, one that we're talking about today, and he's a visionary of America's medicine wheel and a whole food, whole herb medicine man. He has been living on a 100% plant-based diet for over 30 years, and he's got a lot of knowledge to share with us today. And we've been talking more right now that this harmony series and this health is about alkaline and about where we're at with our drinking juices every day, fresh juice, organic. So could you just jump in at any time, Adam, and share more?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the chapter on lymph and skin, you know, when I was studying into that, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm just a regular guy like everybody else. But in trying to tell my story, it's like I needed to understand things that I never understood before. And I never had the interest because it was all automatic. You know, it just, you know, everything worked itself out. There were simple little relationships that, you know, I understood, but the actual anatomy, you know, how the kidneys work, how the lymph works, how the skin works, you know, the Western medicine model has written tremendous amounts of information, and I just condense that down because it is so automatic. We don't have to understand that much in order to be geniuses in our own lives in bringing ourselves into a life free of sickness and disease. And the lymph system, you know, what it's known for with a lot of people is that it's like a first line of defense. It works hand in hand with the T cell production in killing, you know, viruses and bacteria that are parasitic. And anyway, what is not understood at all by our culture, and this comes about because, you know, there is no educational model for this, but it has to do with the alkaline acid balance of the body. The standard American diet puts a person basically in a 20% alkaline, 80% acid environment with his, you know, with his cellular waters, with his interstitial waters. And that's an environment that is a breeding ground for viruses, parasites of that molecular size, of any size, really. And when you go plant-based and you learn how to do a few of these things, these cleansing therapies in the bowels and the kidneys and the liver and, you know, your arteries and things like that, everything starts to work really well. But one of the most powerful things that happens is that your body goes from that 20% alkaline, 80% acid ratio to 80% alkaline and 20% acid. And a lot of nutritionists are talking about this now in their blogs and things like that, because it's just so powerful. You know, you don't have to think about it. In that alkaline environment, any kind of virus, any kind of parasite, bacteria, it gets in there. And just by virtue of the alkalinity, it tears the cell wall apart of that creature, and it's gone. So, really, that's, well, I've come to that understanding through my own personal experience. And, you know, we never want to discount how powerful our own personal experiences are. And they can change on literally a daily basis. You know, we can set goals to do this and to do that. You know, yes, I want to be plant-based someday. Well, you don't have to go cold turkey and do it that way. You can do it in progressions, as long as you understand what you're dealing with. You know, if not, most people, they just get overwhelmed with all the changes that are taking place in the body, when really it's so simple to just read someone's story and know what's ahead of you. And when it starts to happen, you go into a cleansing crisis or whatever, you know, you start to feel that euphoria, because I call it the original happy meal. There's a joy that comes through feeding ourselves like this that you just don't have. You can't experience it on the standard American diet. It's biochemical, you know, and people want to make themselves happy by doing this or doing that, and that's always external to themselves, when there's a joy that comes about, literally an iron rod you can hold to inside yourself, that this plant-based lifestyle brings about. And that alkaline acid balance that I was just mentioning, I mean, that is such a comfort. You know, when everyone else is getting sick all around you, it's like, and you're not, and you're not, and you're not, and then that rolls out to 3 or 4 years, now it's 10 years, 20 years, you know, something's really up, that you know, you're walking into territory you've never been in before. And with that comes a whole shift of your perspective on being human. I mean, it's just so much fun.
It is. And I also was thinking about how people say, well, it's on the sustainability show, but literally the way that eating in this way and the alkalinity and knowing that that alkalinity is fighting any illness or disease through this way. And where do you start? You've talked about it now. You start with that lymphatic system. You start by eating a plant-based diet. And even no matter where you're at, it doesn't matter. You've got to start somewhere. You and I have shared many times, we're going to go out in just a few minutes, but we have shared that even if you do anything different than the standard American diet and you eat more vegetables or you get more juice or you get more herbs, that at least you're beginning. You got to begin somewhere. You got to start with everybody.
Well, it doesn't take much to nudge us toward that alkaline, that greater alkaline balance. And, you know, I'm at the opposite end of where I was on the standard American diet, and it's incredible. But I also know that of a lot of people that just don't get colds or the flu anymore, and they're still eating animal flesh, you know, of some kind, and they just understand what they're dealing with, and they make sure they get plenty of greens in their in their diet, and you know, they're not there for weight loss. They're not there for anything other than they want to be living like they are, free or
sustaining your body. Mm-hmm. Sustaining your body sustains the planet. So we're going to come back, and I've got a few more questions for you, Adam. And thank you so much for just sharing with us, and we'll be right back.
T. Gardner here with the humanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief. It's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over 3 decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese, for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at Amazon.com. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. In an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine, I've discovered piercing insights into how the human body works in a harmonic, symbiotic relationship with the plant kingdom of life. This genetic and epigenetic dynamic gives us, each individual, the power to remove troubles from our bodies without harming or removing any organs. It's an evolutionary next step for mankind, ultimately leading into a human life free of sickness and disease. The details of this reality are in Book 2, called The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org for a copy, or amazon.com. That's The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration.
Adam T. He's in the house. This is Deborah. And, you know, I've been looking a little bit more about thinking a lot about harmony. And in one page on your lesson 5, it talks about, in chapter 3, the fundamentals of who we are and what we are. That's on page 41. And there's a lesson 5 that you go into, and it's defining life. Nature is not eternally remote. It's not cruel. Universal harmonic law of life is universal harmonic in what you are, what you eat. And you talk a little bit about the society as a truth. It takes heaven and earth to move before entrenched in human beliefs that can replace it with nothing more than the current higher truth. But I know that you've been living this way for 30 years. And so there's a vibration, that a way of breaking the ice into what we're becoming. And it's actually, as you describe it, an intellectual understanding of a fundamental nature of law, where we experience truth in the breath and the water we drink. And it's more about the micro, you call it the microism, of the experiences that we're having. And so would you say that we accept normal as being sick, but our entire life?
Yeah. You know, I say that in a video on the website.
Yeah.
You know, there are all kinds of intro videos, but... you know, we're never taught from kindergarten through 4 years of college how to live a life free of sickness and disease, and it's absolutely available. When I began this plant-based path, there was maybe a couple hundred thousand people in America living that way, and it's one of those things where today it's grown to, like, I don't know, over 4 million Americans consider themselves raw foodists, plant-based, of course. It's like probably another 5 million consider themselves vegetarian. So there's a identity crisis coming upon America that is right out at the very fundamentals of what we are as a biological species. And, you're quoting from chapter 3 on the fundamentals of life. And, there's stuff in there about vibration. Everything vibrates. And, there's a quote in there from, Sigmund Freud, I think, about, the cold, cruel nature of Mother Nature. I'm just paraphrasing it. And, you know, the title to Lesson 5 in that chapter 3, talking about nature is not eternally remote, it is not cruel. And we're never going to know that until we start living something different than the standard American guy. You know, as a living species, we're not living to fill our full measure, even though we're in the age of all ages. Individually, we are capable of incredible transformation that you only see in sci-fi movies. And there's a realness to transformation that, I mean, when you're starting to count, I'm in my 34th year, free of the cold or the flu. And I used to get those all the time, every year. The flu at least twice a year, sometimes three. Cold at least twice a year. So, you know, it's like, that's huge. I mean, that's a metamorphosis in and of itself. And you deliberately feel yourself being set apart from what you used to be. And you don't know quite yet what you're going to be, but all of a sudden there's a newness to every day that is available to us in our dream state and in just our perspective. And all of a sudden waking up and you go to work and you didn't know you were transformed overnight and people are talking and you're hearing what they're saying in a whole new way, in a whole new language, you know. And of course they're speaking, you know, they're speaking English. But it I don't know, it's just so exciting to know the limitlessness and the companionship that Mother Nature offers us every single moment, 24
yes.
hours a day, 7 days.
24 hours a day. I'm having a hard time hearing you a little bit. Could we just see if we'll a little bit of a check here?
Yeah, fading out a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. Much better.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much
Let
better.
Me give a clap here so I know where to edit. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Adam, also in the book, we have this part where you are sharing that when the universal harmonic is not vibrating properly, then we feel separated and apart from our environment. And it's an indication that the genetic code or the conduct is not being followed. I think that's really powerful with nature and how you're speaking about it. It's really not here to destroy us coldly and relentless. It's about us learning to be in harmony with it, with the way we eat, and a whole new way, a reality you're speaking about, that you can feel the difference, even at a genetic, you know, molecules in our body. Is that correct?
No, it's, I mean, when we start to go into what we truly are in terms of our diet and other aspects, our vibration starts to change. And in that vibration, well, we're going to experience the universe in a whole new way. And the universe has a fundamental balance to it and harmony to it that unless we're eating properly, drinking properly, not inhaling all kinds of craziness, we're not going to feel that harmonic. We're going to feel isolated and apart from Mother Nature. You know, I don't have an issue with, you know, this COVID and this quarantining and this social distancing. One of the greatest companions I've ever encountered in my life, and of course now it's enormous, and that's just nature everywhere. And we live near the national parks, what they call the Grand Circle, the national parks and monuments here in the desert Southwest. So when COVID hit, people realized that they can still go on vacation and And there just hasn't been even a break in the flow of people coming to Zion's National Park, Bryce's, Grand Canyon. They're all over. And they're social distancing. You know, they're staying out in the wild. They're not staying in hotels. But there's seems to me like there's been just as many as any other year. So, there's a harmonic that even on the standard American diet, if we'll just go out in nature, it'll start pulling us into its harmony. And I think that's what, you know, younger generations are finding out, that if they have to live and work in the city, they need a regeneration out in the country where it's remote and not a lot of human thought going on.
Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful harmonic for sure, and it begins to just being out in nature and filling yourself, you know, and breathing. I wanted to go out. We're going to be letting you go for a little bit and hope that you come on again and again, because it you are a reservoir, you know, literally, like we say, this bridge from this experience, because you literally are living, and I know that because I'm living with you and living in this second Genesis awakening, this what we like to call the lifestyle of the second Genesis lifestyle. And so with that said, we also do some breathing techniques, and breath is everything. So it, along with the lymphatic, I would say that remembering to take deep breaths. And did you want to share a little bit about that for our listeners? So, Adam, we're going out now, and I'm looking forward to having some more series with you and to just share more with what there is available, and especially with our health, our happiness, and hope. So I want to thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
If you have anything to add to this, feel free. But
well, I think that we're all looking for a nurturing that we're just not getting everywhere we're looking. You know, we look for it in our mates. We look for it in our family members. There is a nurturing that happens through a living, plant-based, organically grown diet that is just beyond words. There's just nothing that's going to describe it. I've tried to, the original Happy Meal, that literally you're being nurtured by life, not realizing that we want that nurturing every time we eat from the standard American diet. And we're never going to get that nurturing from the death that is the standard American diet. So, I don't know. It just is what it is. So,
well, thank you so much. And I totally know the truth of what you just spoke. So, yeah, it's in the food, which is living to meet the full measure of our creation. So, make it a very beautiful week, everyone, and we'll be back again. And this is Deborah and Adam T. Gardner.
Join us next time as the second Genesis awakening unfolds further mysteries into how our lives can be transformed through ancient insights and modern understandings of how the universe works upon us and within us.
Now remember, the show broadcasts every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, you can catch me on my website anytime. Call in allangels.com. I've written a number of songs, and they're available for download on my website. That's callinallangels.com.
The Second Genesis Awakening has been a production of thehumanaccelerator.org, your We community, working to build America's medicine wheels.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.